ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. नौ कम्स् द वेरी ब्यूटिफुल् मन्त्र. You all would have seen on the enter the Bhagavad Gita always has Bhagavan Krishna. No, Bhagavan Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita cover, the book of Bhagavad Gita has a cover, and the cover you would have seen Krishna sitting, Krishna as a charioteer, Arjuna sitting in the chariot behind Krishna. You have seen the chariot picture where Arjuna is sitting and Krishna is there as a charioteer. And that picture itself has beautiful significance. There's a big teaching. The chariot also with the Krishna holding the reins and also the horses in the front. You can see the meaning of that picture in this first mantra of this section. Okay? How will, let us see here. In this Prathamodhyaye Trithiyavalli, Prathamodhyaye Trithiyavalli, the third section in the first chapter. In the very first mantra, the opening mantra here, Upanishad presents a beautiful, very popular imagery of a chariot. Why Upanishad presents this imagery, chariot imagery? Upanishad presents this chariot imagery because Upanishad again wants to show who is the person who is qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Why Upanishad takes so much of pain in repeatedly emphasizing the qualification? Because it's very easy for anybody to have aspiration for knowledge. Once you know the value of knowledge, you will naturally become interested in knowing the truth. But it is not simple interest. It is not simply having the desire to have the knowledge. One must see that one becomes eligible to attain the jnana. Because people do not make appropriate efforts, adequate efforts to become qualified for the attainment of jnana. Simply, but aspire for jnanam. Once they come to know the value of the jnanam. That is how, in spite of being given to study of the shastram for many, many, many years also, sometimes people do not enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. Because they are not mentally prepared. They have to really take care of their mental preparation. In fact, a real aspirant will be focusing on his mental preparation. And a person who is focusing on mental preparation will be conscious of his behavior. What he speaks, what he eats, what he does, how he does, etc. Then, that is very important. That is why, here, Upanishad presents this imagery mainly to make us understand who is the person who is eligible for attaining that jnanam. Who, and the person who is eligible for attaining that jnanam must be having a sharp intellect. And the sharpness of intellect is because of his having mastery over his sense organs. And mastery over his mind. unless and until a person has mastery over his mind and sense organs, it is not possible for one to have adequate intellectual sharpness. Shastram does not deny the intellectual sharpness of every human being. Every human being is amazingly intellectually sharp. But here, the intellectual sharpness that is required for this ascertainment of this knowledge, understanding, distinguishing the Atma and ascertaining the Atma, for this jnanam, one needs tremendous sharpness. And that sharpness is possible only if a person has adequate mental preparation, since one must have mastery over one's own ways of thinking and one's own sense organs. One must have shamaha and damaha. Without shamaha and damaha, without having mastery over one's mind and sense organs, intellectual sharpness is not possible, which means one cannot have contemplative mental disposition, without which understanding, assimilating the nature of the Atma is not possible. And if a person does not have Purushartha Nischayaha, and a person does not know the value of jnanam, naturally his artha kamas will become his ultimate goals. The person for whom artha kamas are the ultimate goals cannot know the value of dharma also. Therefore, without knowing the value of dharma, without living a life of dharma, and always helplessly being chased by one's own desires, a person helplessly becomes enslaved by one's own emotions. If a person does not have mastery, naturally he'll be enslaved by his own emotions. Be enslaved by his own emotions, not being able to have mastery over his sense organs also, this person's actions will be completely governed by his own personal likes and dislikes. Then he will be accumulating only papam and he will continue to remain in samsara. Therefore, it's very important for one to make all possible efforts to live one's life consciously, to have mastery over one's mind and sense organs, thereby to have adequate intellectual sharpness, to be blessed with this vision of Bhagavan Swarupa, vision of the truth, obtaining as one's own self. That's why Upanishad presents this imagery. So what does a mature individual can accomplish? A refined minded person, a person of refined intellect can accomplish what will be missed by the unrefined minded person. Both ends are discussed through this imagery. And before going to that mantra, in the very first mantra, the opening mantra itself, Lord Yama discusses the, in order to take us to that mantra, already Lord Yama discusses the nature of the Jivatma and Paramatma. Let us see the first mantra, then we can think of talk about the imagery later on, which comes in the third mantra. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary saying, Rutam pibantau ityasya valyaha sambandaha. Okay. This third valli, having the first mantra, begins with a sentence, Rutam Pibantau. Rutam Pibantau. Iti Asyaha Valyaha Sambandaha. Asyaha Valyaha Sambandaha means the connection of this third section. Asyaha Valyaha Sambandaha means the connection of the third section beginning with this sentence. Rutam Pibantau. Beginning it with these two words, Rutam Pibantau. The connection of this third section beginning with these two words, Rutam Pibantau, continues to present the teaching. Shankaracharya writes, Vidya Avidye. Vidya Vidye is a compound word. Vidya cha Avidya cha. Vidya Vidye. Vidya cha Avidya cha. Vidya Vidye. So, Vidya, knowledge. Avidya, ignorance. It really means ignorance. But Vidya, the knowledge stands for, the word Vidya meaning knowledge stands for Jnana Margaha, the pursuit of knowledge. And Avidya meaning ignorance stands for Karma Margaha. Karma Margaha. Why Karma Marga is said to be the path of Avidya? The path of ignorance is said to be Karma Margaha. The path of Vajra is said to be Jnana Margaha. Why Vidya and Avidya? Two words meaning knowledge and ignorance stand for Jnana Marga and Karma Margaha. Because the very action, performance of any action, and accumulation of results of actions is possible only when a person is ignorant. Only as long as a person is ignorant of the truth obtaining was one's own self, a person can have wrong notions about the self as the doer and the enjoyer. As long as a person entertains wrong notions about the self as the doer and the enjoyer, be ignorant of one's own self, it is possible for a person to be in the path of karma. Therefore, Karma Margaha is always said to be, is associated with the ignorance. So, Vidya Vidye means knowledge and ignorance, implying two paths. The knowledge, the Jnana Margaha and Karma Margaha, the path of knowledge and path of action. Indicating two different pursuits. Nana Virudha Virudha Phale. All the words are dual here. Nana Virudha Phale. Virudha Phale. These two, knowledge and ignorance, indicating the path of Arjuna and path of karma, having two opposite, different results, associated with two results also, which are of opposite benefits, results. Virudha phale iti upanyaste iti upanyaste. Upanyastam means what? Taught. Iti upanyaste. Natu saphale te yathavan nirnite. Knowledge and ignorance indicating two different paths, two pursuits. The pursuit of knowledge and pursuit of karma. The path of knowledge and path of karma associated with two different, completely different results. Because one path of karma is associated with the time-bound result, and path of heart associated with the timeless result. Our two completely different results. The upanyaste, they have been already instructed. Upanyastam means what? Upanyaste. Both parts with their different results have been already instructed. Upanyaste. Already instructed. Natu saphale. Natu saphale means even though they were already instructed with their opposite results, but still natu saphale. Not elaborately discussed with their specific distinct results. Diagonally opposite we know, but how they are opposite? The results of two paths are how they are opposed to each other. So what is, which is great, which results in moksha, which results in samsara, etc., have not been discussed yet. Sapali te yathavat nirnite na to sapale te yathavan na nirnite. Yathavat na nirnite. They have not yet been decisively, clearly explained as exactly how they should be explained. Yathavat means exactly how they should be explained. Yathavat means exactly how they should be explained. They have not yet been explained. Yathavat na nirnite. Natu sapte saphale. Yathavat na nirnite. Here what Shankaracharya says, there is vidya and avidya, there is knowledge and ignorance associated with two different parts, the path of heart and path of action. And those two parts being associated with their opposite results have been introduced, still they have not yet been, the results have not yet been explained enough. The parts have not yet been explained along with their results. Two parts have not yet been explained along with the results exactly how they should be explained. Yathavat saphale means along with their results. Yathavat, exactly how they should be explained, they have not yet been explained. Na nirnite. Not confirmed. Not experiments, not confirmed exactly how they should be explained and confirmed along with their results. Okay. Then Nirnayartha Ratharupa Kalpana. Tan Nirnayartha Ratharupa Kalpana. No, Ratharupa Kalpana. Kalpana here is imagery. Ratharupa Kalpana. Imagination in the form of a chariot or chariot imagery. Ratharupa Kalpana. Imagination in the form of chariot or imagery in the form of a chariot is for the purpose of confirming that. Tan nirnayartha. Nirnayaha means confirmation. Nirnayartha, for confirming the two different parts along with their results. Here the imagery, chariot imagery is presented. ತಥಾಚ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ತಿ ಸೌಕರ್ಯಂ. ತಥಾಚ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ತಿ ಸೌಕರ್ಯಂ. ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್, ಸೌಕರ್ಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಫರ್ಟ್. ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ತಿ ಸೌಕರ್ಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾರಿಟಿ ಮೇಜರಿ ಆರ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನೇಷನ್ ನಿಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕನ್ಫರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ಈಸಿ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಏವಂ ಚ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ. ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೃ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಋಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೃ ಶಬ್ದ. ನಾಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ. ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ಟೈನರ್ ರೀಚರ್. ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಡ್. ಅಟೈನಬಲ್ ಎಂಡ್, ರೀಚಬಲ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯಂ. ಅಟೈನರ್ ರೀಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೃ. ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ. ಗಂತೃ ಗಂತವ್ಯ. ಗಂತೃ ಗೋವರ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಋಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಗಂತ. ಗಂತ ಗಂತವ್ಯ. ಗಂತ ಗೋವರ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಂತವ್ಯಂ ದ ರೀಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ರೀಚ್ಡ್ ದ ಡೆಸ್ಟಿನೇಷನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಗಂತೃ ಗಂತವ್ಯ ವಿವೇಕಾರ್ಥಂ. ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಟೈನರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಡ್. ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ destination to be reached by the person. Praptru prapya gantru gantavya vivekartham. Vivekartham dvau atmanau upanyasyete. Dvau atmanau upanyasyete. Dvau atmanau, two atmas are here instructed. Upanyasyete. ಉಪನ್ಯಸ್ಯೇತೆ. ಉಪನ್ಯಸ್ಯತೆ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ಉಪನ್ಯಸ್ಯಂತೆ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ಉಪನ್ಯಸ್ಯೇತೆ ಟು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ಟು ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಟು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್? ದ್ವೌ ಆತ್ಮಾನೌ ದ್ವಾವಾತ್ಮಾನೌ. ದ್ವೌ ಆತ್ಮಾನೌ ದ್ವಾವಾತ್ಮಾನೌ. ದ್ವಾವಾತ್ಮಾನೌ ಉಪನ್ಯಸ್ಯೇತೆ. ಟೂ ಆತ್ಮಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್? ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ who is, who begins his journey and the end of the journey. Praptru, the aspirant and his end, both are discussed here. Okay? Dvau atmanau, who are the two atmas here? Are the two atmas? No, only atma. What is as only the atma? But now, when there is ignorance, Upanishad has to introduce what? As the Jiva Atma. Every individual human being looks at one's own self as an individual. Therefore, Upanishad has to accept the individual's view. Accepting the individual's erroneous view, Upanishad has to begin the teaching. Thereafter, Upanishad will help us resolve the individual's view by stating there is no individual other than Atma. Okay. Dvau atmanau upanyasyete. Two Atmas are here introduced, instructed and discussed. What are two Atmas? Jiva Atma and Parama Atma. why Jiva Atma and Paramatma are discussed here? For the discriminative understanding of the searcher and the sought, the attainer and the end to be attained. The person who begins his journey and the destination to be attained. For his understanding, the two Atmas are discussed here as Jiva Atma and Paramatma. I think I should stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.